Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start. Welcome to the podcast. Today's topic is yoga, meditation and mental health. And how does yoga and meditation help us for mental health? So purpose of the yoga and meditation is really big part of yoga. When we say yoga, usually images come in mind, people doing asana or physical practices. But that is really small part of yoga. Wisdom of yoga is to move towards enlightenment. And how do we move towards enlightenment is we start correcting the energy channels in our system. So what happens with movements of yoga or asana, gentle asana practice brings our awareness into our body. Most of the time we are looking outwards. We are looking through our senses, we are looking, our attention is outwards, we are looking at screens, we are looking at, for example, financial worries, we have family responsibilities. So there is a lot of things happening in our life and our attention goes constantly there. And in wisdom of yoga, it is believed that where our attention goes, prana follows. So our energy system is almost like scattered in a way. And when we do conscious movements, movements with awareness, then that awareness brings us back into our system. So we start noticing, I hold my shoulders up when I'm tense, or we start noticing, wow, my back was hurting so much, but it's feeling much better after asana session. Things like that we start noticing. And these conscious movement with awareness, especially breath awareness, moving with our breath, helps us to bring our awareness back into our own being. And when that happens, we start really noticing that a lot of time we numb ourselves with, because we, whatever reason may be, it could be that we're very afraid to come back to in our system. Sometimes we don't like what we see, or whatever reason may be. It could be also that we don't even know that we are doing this, right? So what happens that when we consciously start paying attention towards what's happening in the body, what's happening with our breath, we take this wisdom from the mat and into our life. So we start noticing, okay, when I'm tense, I hold my shoulders or I hold my breath, or maybe I move like this when I'm tense, but when I'm feeling uplifted, I am much more, my spine is elongated, I feel better, my breath is good. All these things we start noticing. So that comes from the physical asana side. And this really helps for our mental health because we start noticing these small tweaks we have, these things we have, which we can then go in and correct them gently. So we start noticing, okay, when I'm tense, I'm doing that. Or is it vice versa? So sometimes it becomes habit and then the system goes into that, okay, I'm in tense situation. So my shoulders go up, or maybe shoulders go up and now I'm holding that tension in the body. So it's very interesting how we start noticing these things and we start slowly and steadily correcting it. It's really opens up like rounded shoulders goes back and down. Because of good posture, we start breathing better. When we breathe better, our system is oxygenated. Side effect of that is like our brain is functioning better. So there are a lot of beautiful things happen. A lot of good chemicals secreted by our brain when we move with awareness. So a lot of good things happen. Now, with meditation practice, how this helps for mental health. Again, we need to understand that it may not work for all mental health conditions. So you need guidance for that, because there is also a shadow side of meditation. So we need to understand that not every meditation is for everyone. Not all meditations are going to work for you. You'll have to figure out which really works for you. And so we start with really tuning into our system, notice like what meditation works for you. Sometimes mantra meditation works for some people, but it may not work for others. Sometimes breath awareness works, but it may not work for others. There are so many variety of meditations. So I suggest choose one and see how it feels. If you're very uncomfortable, clearly that meditation is not for you. So you should feel comfortable in your meditation. Here, no pain, no gain kind of attitude will not work. We have to be very kind and compassionate towards ourselves. So if you are choosing meditation practice, initially I suggest choose guided practice. Guided practice help us to stay on track. Don't take too big of a goal. I have done this, and that's why I'm telling you. I set a goal like 1 hour I will sit for meditation. And obviously, that was way too much, you know, in the beginning, because I didn't know what it was, what to expect from meditation. But when I started realizing that slow and steady, so 5 minutes, slowly increase that. And that is really helped me to maintain or create my regular practice. So that's my suggestion. Now, if you are doing these meditation practices, and if you notice that it is not calming your system down, then it is a good idea to maybe choose a different one. Choose what really works for you. What brings you to that calmness? So please don't feel guilty. If you need to change the practice, please do that. It's very important that, you know, what works for us. We are all unique fingerprint of the divine. And so we need to choose right practices for our system. And especially if we push through certain practices, it may even have adverse effect on our system. So just be mindful, be kind, be gentle. Ahimsa or non-harming is the first principle of yoga. So please follow that. It's very important that you should feel comfortable doing these practices. Now, we start with conscious awareness. Conscious awareness towards maybe an anchor. Anchor could be mantra. Anchor could be your breath. Anchor could be body awareness. So choose what works for you. Anchor could be guided meditation, the voice in that meditation. Choose what works for you. Then what happens with meditation is how it works is very interesting. And I'm going to talk this with very layperson's language, because I'm not a scientist or anything. So I'm just explaining the way I understand it. So our reptilian brain, which is our brain which is focused on fight or flight, is constantly working to save us and keep us safe and keep us alive in this world. So this constant thought of, you know, is this safe for me or not, is constantly going on in this brain. And this brain is sometimes called reptilian or animal kind of brain. And we have frontal brain, which is which makes us human brain. And this brain is where which understands the spirituality, which understands the bigger picture, which understands meditation. All this is the frontal brain. And what happens that a lot of time, even before we realize, our reptilian brain has made decision and we react with that decision, either fight or flight. And this creates a lot of, almost like we don't have really sometimes connection with frontal brain and our reptilian brain in a way. It creates confusion. What happens with meditation is when we calm our system down, our reptilian brain and our frontal brain communicate, and then they work almost together. And that is the beauty of meditation, which gives us that understanding that it's okay. this situation is not life and death. We can survive through this. Like, for example, if you're going to a meeting and you have to do some presentation and boss is very, the presentation it with big bosses and there is a lot of expectation. When you go there, you are secreting same hormones or chemicals in your system as you are going to face a big lion, you know. And so that happens and you've done presentation is successful. You come out of that, but that the chemical still are secreting or still in our system. When this happens with other animals, like say, for example, deer or something, they lift their head up, they look around if there is danger. If there is no danger, they shake themselves and then they continue grazing. But what happens with us as a human being is we keep that chemical reaction or hormonal reaction in our system. And over the period of time, if this is happening constantly, then it becomes a chronic thing. And side effect of that is chronic stress. There are a lot of things. Everyone reacts to stress differently. So all this is happening in our system. And meditation is intervention. Meditation is intervention, giving our system that break, that it gives us idea that, okay, that, you know, it's not life-threatening, you know, it is what it is, and we can survive this kind of, almost like it gives the awareness, brings awareness into present moment. And most of the time in present moment, we are okay. So coming back to in this breath, in this inhale and exhale, in this atha, in this now, we are okay. So coming back to that, and when we do this daily practice is very important. So when we do this daily, every day, we come to our meditation space and 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whichever time you have, and just coming into your system, you'll notice that with regular practice, there are so many positive effects in my personal understanding that blood pressure come back to normal, the breath deepens. There is a lot of positive side effects of meditation. The peace we created in our mind, that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it is a positive habit. And when we create this positive habit, it slowly and steadily start calming our system down. It doesn't happen like that, like, you know, in a second. It takes some time, but stay patient and do regular practice. At least give yourself 21 days of regular practice. Now, if you're looking for some options for meditation practice, visit sunithayoga.com, which is my website, and download 4 meditations, which are audio meditations. So they're roughly 7 to 10 minutes meditations. And these meditations are very simple. For meditation, we don't really need anything, right? We just need a quiet place, if you can find that, and sit comfortably and meditate. And for yoga practice also, I mean, mat and all that is quite new. Traditionally, we hardly use mat. So find a space and you can do your practices. And the conscious awareness towards your whole being, that self-care of physical movement with breath and conscious awareness towards your thought and what's happening in your body is tremendously helpful for our mental health. And this gives us opportunity to create that pause in a positive sense where we are tuning inwards. And the more we start tuning inwards, we start noticing that there is a lot of scenarios our mind creates. And whatever reason that happens, whatever reason mind has created these scenarios or these situations, it is maybe it was necessary at one point to protect ourselves. But now, maybe these situations their mind creating is not serving us. So when we start noticing that, the noticing or awareness is the first key. When we notice that, then we can let it go, right? So when we become aware, we are almost 50% there. And then from there, we can consciously then let these things which are not serving us, we can drop it, we can let it go. This conscious awareness is the key. And this awareness is the key to move towards better mental health. And this is very important in yoga as well, because yoga is awareness. Yoga is awareness. Yoga and meditation is one and the same. Asana practice is a very small part of yoga. The meditation is the key. So starting your meditation practice is a daily meditation practice is the most important step you will take to move towards your mental health. And I hope this podcast helps you to start your self-care practices. Stay slow and steady. Look after yourself. I know we're living in very different time now. At the moment, our new normal is quite different than what it was a couple of years ago with this pandemic happening. So please look after your mental health. Stay safe and take care. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.